Can
I tell you something about Kanye?
Yeah.
He just won. Because all he wants to do is invoke emotion.
Oh.
And he made you emotional.
Listen, there's a right
and wrong. I promise
you. But his whole thing is like, oh, all black people shouldn't have to have the same opinion.
The question is, how do you not know Kanye by now?
The thing that black people want from Kanye is some sort of
But you're not even black. How are you going to tell me with black people? Wait, time out. Stop right
but
there.
He wants an explanation for why everybody's so fucking mad at him, right?
Hold on a second. Let's just rewind to a point you just made.
I'm not even mad at him. I get why everybody else is mad at him because he's not making a good argument.
But clearly, let's address this. You just said what black people want. That's what you just said.
He's aware of what black people want from that they're not
getting.
Wait
a second. Question. How crazy does it sound for a white man to tell a black man what black people want?
Look, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm saying.
That'd be like
but
me telling
Kanye's
you
talking
white people,
about how he feels about what black Twitter thinks about him.
See,
on
you're only
that
caring
interview.
About your points. The question I just asked is how crazy is it for a white man to tell a black man what other black people
right, but
want.
Deal with the substance of what I'm saying.
But
not
you're not.
My,
see, you're doing that. You're
group.
Doing that evasive thing.
I'm not being evasive at all. I
but
want you to
answer,
confront my ideas head on.
You only care what you want.
And it has nothing to do with my ideas either. I'm talking
so,
about what Kanye
question,
wants. Kanye is
quick
clearly
question.
Concerned with the fact that his people
clearly
are
this,
concerned about his ideas.
Okay, let me just say this. In this conversation, we want two things out of it. You want to answer about music, and I want to answer about how a white man could say what a black. To a black man, what other black people want.
But tell
so
me
my
I'm
answer
wrong.
To you is this. I can't tell you what Kanye's thinking, period. And I'm not sticking up for him at all. I'm telling you my opinion about what he did. But within this conversation, it stimulated another one. How is it okay for a white man to tell a black man what other black people want? And why would it be logical for anyone to listen to that? Answer that question.
This is my response. You can't just sweep the Trump shit under the rug like it's not a big deal.
It's
people want
to
him
question.
To explain the Trump shit in a way that makes sense to them. It's not going to happen.
Do you notice you're not acknowledging my question?
That's the bare minimum. Is that if you're going to support Donald Trump, you have to explain
Adam,
this in a way that makes sense to people.
Adam, do you notice?
That's at least what I wanted out of this album.
Adam, do you notice you're not acknowledging my question?
I'm not. I don't think it's important what race I am when I say that. I'm saying what I think from observing public discourse.
Adam,
I think that there's a level to which people are unhappy
Adam,
with Kanye, primarily
Adam,
because of his support of Donald Trump.
Adam, I'm a black man with a question. How is it okay for a white man to tell a black man?
Oh my God!
What other black people want?
If you want a real answer, that's not at all what I was doing. I wasn't talking about what a black people want. I'm talking about from my observation, what I see, what people want from him. People want an explanation for the Trump shit. People want him to somehow land on something that ideologically makes sense.
If you don't answer questions, why should he?
I'm answering the question to the best of my ability. I don't know what the hell you want from me.
Well, you keep telling me about what Kanye should have did, and all I'm asking is, logically speaking, how is it okay for a white man to tell a black man what other black people want to hear?
Y'all already know how I felt when I saw this. Like, I gotta look this shit up. I'm sorry. My ducks, my swans, welcome to the pond. My ducks, my swans, welcome to the pond. My name is Dorian from Group 82 Music and Group82Media.com. I have not liked Adam 22 from the first time that I saw him. He is the epitome of someone who profits off of minority ignorance. He got all the tats and all that shit to make it look like he's something that he's really not. And he talks in a certain way we can tell there's some intellect there. You can tell there's some education there. But let me put on this costume, let me put on this mask while I interview these black people, the dudes that were really young and don't really know themselves yet, can't really articulate themselves. And he would just make a mockery of them every time that they came up. And everybody would blame the rapper and say, they're stupid, they're this, they don't give a fuck. These dudes are young. They're getting money. They're getting attention. You're taking advantage of how naive and how open and vulnerable they are, as opposed to protecting them and showing them how to navigate in this industry. And in the midst of him bringing up all these rappers, there started this movement that was a fuck J. Cole movement. J. Cole has probably the bougiest and damn near the douchiest fans in all of hip hop. They think that if you ain't Cole or you ain't Kendrick, I'm not listening to you, you're fucking trash. And there was this constant battle about what's music and what's not. And Adam 22 was the purveyor of that, the epitome of a culture vulture. This is not his culture. Yet he's attacking somebody who is of the culture because that is what his audience wanted. And he'll sell his fucking soul to give his audience what they want. But then J. Cole says, you know what? I'm about to extend an olive branch. He pulled up in No Jumper in LA. Didn't even tell him. Just pulled up. And what did Adam 22 do? He dropped whatever he was doing and he ran to meet J. Cole. If you really were in that fuck J. Cole movement, you wouldn't have came to see that motherfucker. You'd have let him shop around your store. He might have bought some shit, whatever it would have been. You would have kept your ass at home. But you ran there for the clicks because you're a fucking culture vulture. That's what the fuck he did. Go into this video. Dane is the perfect person to call Adam 22 on his bullshit. Dane got his own money. Dane's his own boss. Dane's a businessman. He asked Adam 22 a question off of Adam 22's comment. What did Adam 22 do? He evaded it the entire time. Adam 22 started talking about something else to push a narrative, to push an agenda, and not take the question head on. All he had to say was, Dane, you know what? You're right. I misspoke. I shouldn't speak for all black people. You tell me what you think black people want from Kanye. And he should have shut the fuck up. And Dane would have said what he said. I can't speak for Kanye. Then the conversation would have kept going. But because Adam 22 is a culture vulture, he's used to when he's talking to black people who he's interviewing, those rappers, he can say whatever he wants. He can talk circles around them. He can't talk circles around Dane. So it leads to this bullshit, immature, oh my God, frustration. I've seen that shit. Had so many conversations with people like him. And then in the end, he started cussing. Because that's what they do. So they try to lighten the mood or they try to create more division, push a narrative somewhere that they're more comfortable with because they know they got caught. Why couldn't you just apologize, man? This is why y'all don't need to be supporting that shit. Him, Gary V, Little Dicky, Vlad TV, these are fucking culture vultures. They don't care. They're in this shit because the money is here. Let the money drive in hip hop. You think Adam 22 is gonna have No Jumper? What are you gonna do? He'll go to wherever the next shit is. But a lot of us will still be here because this is what we grew up on. It's embedded in who we are. It's not embedded in him. And it shows right here. Because if he truly cared about Kanye's views, he truly cared about being against Trump, if he truly cared about the culture, he would have shut the fuck up and let Dane talk. But he didn't, because he's a fucking bitch. Fuck him and fuck No Jumper. Stop giving them your goddamn money. These dudes don't care about us, man. They don't fucking care. I'm out the pond. Y'all stay true.